Hey everyone, in today's episode, I will talk about zero waste and why zero waste is probably not what you think it is. The term itself sounds like something that is impossible. Living a zero waste lifestyle with zero waste? Well, luckily, this is not exactly what it means. The official definition of zero waste, according to the Zero Waste International Alliance, is zero waste, the conservation of all resources by means of responsible production, consumption, reuse, and recovery of products, packaging, and materials without burning and with no discharges to land, water, or air that threaten the environment or human health. Wow, so that's a lot. I wrote down my own definition of zero waste and what it means to me. Reducing waste by choosing unpacked products, avoiding single-use items, reusing everything I have, using cosmetics to the last drop, and filling up containers as much as possible. It also means to create a system for me that follows the steps of reducing and reusing. With that, I only let products into my life that fall into those categories. But broadly speaking, I follow the 5 R's, which I will explain in a moment. So it all starts with purchasing decisions, proper planning, and setting up a system to find out what and how materials enter your home in the first place. Often named as the pioneer of the zero waste lifestyle movement is Bea Johnson. Since 2006, Bea reduces her family's annual trash to a minimum, and she also wrote the book Zero Waste Home. Bea also came up with the 5 R's: refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and rot, in exactly this order. So refuse the things that you do not need, reduce the things that you do actually need, reuse what you consume, recycle only what you cannot refuse, reduce, or reuse, and rot or compost the rest of your waste. Here are some ideas from me how you can incorporate the 5 R's into your life. Refuse. Refuse the plastic packaging when you go grocery shopping. Just leave it in the store or ask the salesperson that you don't want to keep the packaging and ask them to recycle it for you. Refuse straws that you will be given in the restaurant, both plastic and paper straws. You can probably drink your cocktail without a straw, or you can have a metal straw just in your bag with you at all times. You can refuse single-use soda cups. For example, when I go to the cinema, and I don't know if they still do it because of COVID, but I ask them to refill my cup, and that's usually not a problem here in Iceland. You can even go as far as to refuse napkins in a restaurant. And you can tell the waiter that you would like no single-use napkin. Even though if you get a weird look, that's your life and your decision. You can reduce the things that you actually need. For instance, how many bottles of shampoo, hair care products, or skincare products do you actually need? How much clothes do you need? How much home entertainment and electronic items do you need? The list goes on and on. Reuse what you consume. You can reuse glass jars for storage. You can reuse plastic containers and fill them up at your bulk stores, or just mix your own cleaning or hair care. You can even reuse your old clothes and turn them into a cleaning cloth. Now it comes to recycling. Obviously, recycling depends very much on the city you live in, so I recommend you to familiarize yourself with a waste management system in your city or municipality. Only if you separate your waste at home in the right way, it has a chance to be recycled or composted. If you live in Iceland, you will find most answers on the website of SORP. Link in the show notes. Now let's talk about the zero waste jar. Lauren Singer started the Mason Jar Challenge on her blog, Trash is for Tossers. She also talked about her journey in her TED Talk, which kind of went viral. The challenge is to fit all your unrecyclable waste into a jar over the course of a year and keep reducing it whenever you can. The goal of the mason jar is to see how much waste you produce, even with the small things like stickers on vegetables and fruits, clothing tags, etc. However, as you select what goes into the jar, it can also lead to a false idea of what the zero waste jar represents. It's like the pictures of our homes we post on social media. We pick the corners that are clean and decluttered, even if outside of the photo frame there is a mountain of unwashed clothes and more clutter. I sometimes take out distracting items from an area I want to photograph. So we show what we want others to see. The same goes for the trash jar. Things I would not put into the trash jar, for instance, cat poop, condoms, band-aids, stuff like that. And then, of course, there's all the other trash for dentist visits, doctor visits in general, and single-use injection needles, blood tubes, you name it. Let's also not forget about the waste which is generated along the manufacturing chain all the way until the product reaches the end consumer, us. When we go out for dinner, we do not take the trash home with us that our meal created. Catherine Kellogg mentioned in one of her videos that 75% of the waste made in the production of an item is lost during the manufacturing process. I could not find any specific information about that online, but it can be assumed that a significant amount of waste is made along the way, which we don't actually get to see. All that stuff that would not go into your waste jar. I would say if it helps you to reduce your waste, definitely go for the trash jar and collect all your non-recyclable items. But don't see the jar as a perfect symbol of zero waste. We simply do not live in a world that is designed to live a zero waste life. Most of the Western society is led by consumerism, and people find comfort in using single-use items and disposable products. Those products are cheap and easily obtainable, which makes them less valuable to us and therefore easy to toss. Zero waste for me means to value all the items I already have and be mindful about everything I toss. I will try as much as possible to reduce, to share, and this year, as you might already know, to not buy any new clothes. I give myself a few small challenges just to see how it goes, but I try to not be disappointed if I cannot reach the goal, like in February when I tried to reduce my plastic to a zero. You can start zero waste today and you don't have to go after any specific rules. Most important is that you try to educate yourself and others, find alternatives, and familiarize yourself with the waste system in your town, with the recycling system, and with any bulk stores, fill-up stores, or zero waste stores that are in your neighborhood. If you want to know how you can reduce waste in Iceland, I have a Google map and a list of stores that offer bulk options, fill-up options, and more. I will put the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I see you next Friday. Remember, if you have a question, you can write an email to podcast@wastefreejourney.com. Let's stay sustainable and happy.